Victorian Ombudsman report reveals high levels of isolation techniques being used against young people in Victorian youth prisons. The Ombudsman recommended the state outlaw 22 hours of isolation, which is defined as solitary confinement internationally. Sonia Quinn reports.
Children protection advocates are concerned about conditions in Victorian Youth Detention Centre after the findings of a report were released yesterday. The State Ombudsman Deborah Glass investigated a number of youth prisons and found many young prisoners were subject to isolation even when they weren't considered a high risk to others. Ms. Glass questioned whether isolation is necessary after some were separated from others for weeks at a time, often for minor offences. Amnesty International Indigenous Rights Manager Tammy Solnick says, keeping children in solitary confinement can lead to a range of health problems.
Separating children can lead to hallucinations, serious anxiety and depression, and suicide attempts. There was a study in America found that 62% of suicide victims in the justice system had a history of being held in isolation before taking their life. And if it happens for more than 15 consecutive days, it's actually considered to be torture.
Policy manager at Youth Affairs Council Victoria, Luke Reichen, says research shows solitary confinement can adversely affect young people's psychological development.
There's a huge amount of research that confirms that young people, and that's until about the age of 25 years, are still developing both mentally and neurologically. And there's an even bigger body of research that shows that solitary confinement has an incredibly large effect on the health and well-being of those young people. Now, more worryingly is the fact that 53% of young people on sentence or remand in Victoria have existing mental health issues. So in that context, it's really worrying that solitary confinement is being used so frequently and that it is seeming to be a first use rather than a last resort.
There were around 13,000 instances of isolation over the past 12 months in the facilities visited by the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman made a series of recommendations, including outlawing isolation for 22 hours or more, which meets the international definition of solitary confinement. Ms. Solonik says there are a range of things corrective services officers could do differently rather than resort to placing prisoners in isolation.
There are really simple ways to avoid that. You know, ensure the child is checked on regularly, ensure the child can get out of the cell, ensure the child has access to health care, ensure that the child has access to family visits. There are so many ways that the juvenile justice system can take alternatives that don't involve putting children through the awful suffering of separation, isolation and solitary confinement.
Mr. Reichen says staff working with children should receive better training.
One of the key asks of the Smart Justice for Young People Coalition is greater training and a strong and qualified workforce. In other jurisdictions, there's often a mandate that at least 50% of all officers or members of that workforce are social workers or otherwise have some sort of tertiary degree. So we're calling for greater training for youth justice workers to ensure that they can actually provide support.
And that story was by Sonia Quinn.